Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So this year, when Purim falls on Friday and we're dealing with corona-related issues and lockdowns and things of that nature, there's been a lot of very fascinating halachic discussion, much of which we've already had about the Seuda and its timing and Megillah at night and things like that. However, this year we also have an issue with Megillah during the daytime. A friend of mine is a rabbi in Montreal, and as I've mentioned, he said that he's only allowed to have 10 people in the shul at one time. So they're having Megillah readings constantly, 10 people in, 10 people out, and just reading over and over again. And there may not be enough time during the day to get everybody a Kriyas HaMegillah that needs to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah. So he wanted to know, how early in the morning can he start Kriyas HaMegillah, and how late in the evening, considering that it's Friday also, can you finish Kriyas HaMegillah? Can you continue to have a Kriyas HaMegillah? What if someone was Mekabel Shabbos already? Or what if it's already Ben HaShemashos? Can you still lay in the Megillah on this coming Friday on Purim? So let's start with how early, and then we'll move to how late. So the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chav tells us, and it's Pasdin Shulchan Aruch Tav Resh Pei Zayin Siv Aleph, that the Zman for Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is from Neitz HaChama, that the earliest time is HaNeitz HaChama, is from sunrise. But if you read it as early as Amud HaShachar, you're at least Yotzei B'diyavet. So the Magen Avraham, in the end of Siman Tavrei Sadi Beis, writes, U'pashut da'onus k'tzas yachol l'shma shal yom kodem anitz hachama achar shal Amud HaShachar. If a person is in a situation of somewhat of an onus, he's allowed to be Yotzei the Megillah before Neitz HaChama. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Dalid writes that that's only B'diyavet. U'B'diyavet im kara achar Amud HaShachar Yatza. So we know the rule, Shas Hadchak K'diyavad Dami, so whatever is Mutter B'diyavad is Mutter to do in a Shas Hadchak. In the Kovetz Halachos from Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskins, that even if the only opportunity to hear Megillah B'tzibur is before Neitz, and you have an option to read it alone, not in a Tzibur after Neitz, even considering the great emphasis placed on Barava Madras Melech, you should read it alone, meaning that's not called enough of a Shas Hadchak. The missing out on a Tzibur is not enough of a Shas Hadchak. Now, Rav Shechter pointed out that the Aderes held that this Gezerah of not reading before Neitz no longer applies nowadays, that it would even be L'chadchila to read before Neitz nowadays. What's the Svara? Why would a Gezerah no longer apply? Because the Aderes held that the reason not to lane before Neitz is explicit in Rashi on the Gemara, that we're afraid you might make a mistake and you might lane even before Alos HaShachar. So the Aderes argues, nowadays everybody has watches, shuls have atomic clocks, there's no one that's going to make any mistake and accidentally lane before Alos HaShachar. There's no such concern. The Stechemin in Chelek Gimel, page Shin Mem Zayin, says that the opinion of the Aderes has not been accepted because the Gezerah is a Davar Shebeminyan, and a Davar Shebeminyan can't be changed, even if the reason no longer applies. Rav Shechter actually discusses this in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Simen Yotes, Os Zayin, where he explains that the Aderes must have understood that on a Doraisa level, it's better to lane before Neitz, because Rizim Akdim LeMitzvot, you should do it as early in the day as possible. But they were concerned that you might come to lane before Allah's Shachar, so they made it a Gezerah. But that's a Gezerah ba'akira stavar min haTorah. The Rabban are making a Gezerah to go against what the Torah would tell you. The Torah would tell you it's even better to lane before Neitz, and the Rabban are telling you not to do what the Torah prefers. Whenever you have an akira stavar min haTorah, a Gezerah mid Rabban, that's ba'akira stavar min haTorah, that never takes on the status of a davar shebeminyan. That must be why the Aderes held that it's still subject to change. Rav Shechter explains that in general, a davar shebeminyan, the kind of gzeira that you need a minyan achal atiro, that we can't undo, is only when the gzeira was said stam without a reason attached to it. But if the reason was incorporated as part of the lashon gzeira, then when the reason doesn't apply, the gzeira doesn't apply either. So Rav Shechter suggests it must be that whenever the rabbanim made a gzeira to be oker davar min haTorah, they had to incorporate the reason in the gzeira, because otherwise no one would have accepted it. You're going to tell me to not do what it says in the Torah? You better explain why you're telling me to do what it doesn't say in the Torah. So it had to be that the reason was incorporated in the Lashon HaGzeira, and if the reason's incorporated in the Lashon HaGzeira, then as soon as the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeira doesn't apply. Batal Atam, Batal Gzeira, and that's why the Adara says that this Gzeira doesn't apply anymore nowadays. But the majority of poskim assume it still does, that you're not supposed to read before Neitz HaChama. So nevertheless, Shas Hadcha K'diyavad Ami, so if there's no other choice, Rav Shechter Paskin, we can lay in the Megillah in his Tshuva on Purim, on Corona and Purim, that we can lay in the Megillah before Neitz. However, he points out that the Shas Hadchak does not extend to Talis and Tefillin and Shachar Shachris, meaning which you're also not supposed to do before Nates. So he said, lay in the Megillah first, and then when Mishayakir comes, you could put on Talis and Tefillin, and then Daven Shachris. Rav Shachter thought that the laying before Nates is preferable to hearing the Megillah on Zoom or on a telephone, meaning there is a Das Yachin and Poskim of Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chaznish that held that hearing things through electronical devices are considered to be a real hearing of the reading, but that's against Rav Shlomo Zalman and against many, many other Poskim. So Rav Shachter thought, better than to rely on Rav Moshe, if your only choices are hearing the Megillah before Nates or just zooming in or calling in to a Mikra Megillah, better to hear the Megillah before Nates. The Zoom and the phone Mikra Megillah is a significant B'diavad. It's much more of a B'diavad than laying before Nates. How late in the day can you lay in the Megillah? So the Prima Gadim in Mishpesal Zav Sim Tavri Sadi Bey Sivkat and Gimel writes that Imchal Purim Be'erev Shabbos, if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos as it does this year, and then an Ones happens that you didn't read the Megillah during the day on Friday, you were busy with something, you were unable to hear the Megillah, Yesh Likros Ben Hashmashos, you should read the Megillah Ben Hashmashos Friday night. And he says, Ayin Taz B'Shofar V'Sham Mashma D'Haya Yom Gadol V'Kiblu Shabbos. In the Taz he talks about if they were Mekabel Shabbos early by Shofar V'Yira Hu Adin Ben Hashmashos. So says the Prima Gadim, the Taz allows you to blow Shofar when you were Mekabel Shabbos early, if Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, is on Friday. So says Prima Gadim, being Mekabel Shabbos early is the same exact thing as Bein Hashmashos, which is assumption number one. And he says Shofar should be the same as Megillah, and Adraba, we should be even more machmir to lay in the Megillah during Bein Hashmashos, because Megillah is midivrei Kabbalah. Shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only a din midirabanan. So let's back up a second. What did the Taz say exactly? So the Taz he's referring to is the Nilchus Rosh Hashanah Siman Taf Reish Sif Katan Beis, where he discusses a tzibur that didn't have a shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Then on the second day, which was Friday, they gave up hope of getting a shofar and were Mekabel Shabbos, and then the shofar arrived, but it was still daylight outside. So the Taz concludes that they should blow shofar, but without a bracha. They should blow shofar because you shouldn't be mevatel a mitzvah bizmana simply on account that it looks like a stira to Shabbos. It's not even really a stira to Shabbos, because the Kabbalah Shabbos was betaus. Had they known they were getting a shofar, they never would have been Mekabel Shabbos in the first place. And even the blowing shofar itself is not really a stira muchachas to Kabbalah Shabbos, because the isser to blow on Shabbos is only for a tkias chova. Somebody seeing you blow shofar might assume you're just doing a tkias rishos, so it's not a stira muchachas, the fact that you're blowing shofar on Shabbos. You can't say the bracha, because then it's a stira muchachas, because then it's obvious that you're doing it l'shem the mitzvah. So on the basis of that taz comes the Prima Gadim, and he suggests that when Purim is on Friday and you couldn't read the Megillah earlier, you can read it during Bein HaShemashos. If Kabbalah Shabbos isn't going to stop you from doing the mitzvah of shofar, then Bein HaShemashos shouldn't stop you from doing the mitzvah of Megillah. So since we would permit a shvus Bein HaShemashos for the sake of a mitzvah midrabanan, like shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we would certainly permit a shvus for a mitzvah midrei Kabbalah like Megillah. Interestingly, this Oris Tshuva, and Simtav Tzadi Gimel, holds that when reading after Kabbalah Shabbos, when it's broad daylight, you can even say a bracha, because it's not a tarti disaster, because the halacha in Tafresh Pei Aleph Siv Ches is that if you didn't have a Megillah on Purim and you get one on Tesvav, on Shushan Purim, you could read on Tesvav, and the Taz says that in such a case you would say a bracha. So therefore, the Megillah can be nogeya to the following day, to Yom Tezvav as well. In Chashukei Chemed, in Maseches Megillah, on page Samach Dalid, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein asks on this Prima Gadim from another Prima Gadim. A Prima Gadim in Siman Tafresh Mishpesal Zav Sivkat and Beis that's quoted by the Mishra Brura in Tafresh Sivkat and Zayin, where the Prima Gadim writes, V'davka im od hayom gadol. That when do we say you're allowed to blow shofar even though you're Mekabel Shabbos? That's if it's still broad daylight outside. Avlim kvaru ben hashmashos. But if it's already ben hashmashos, ein l'tkoa klal. Then that's a different story. You can't be tokeya anymore. To be a masheni, ein chiyuva l'tkoa el midrabanan v'avisveik drabanan. Because on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's only a din midrabanan to blow shofar, and it's a suffik drabanan during ben hashmashos. It's one thing if you're Mekabel Shabbos early and it's still broad daylight outside. It's really Friday. So then you could blow shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But once it's been a shmashel, so something drabanan lekula. You shouldn't blow the shofar. I will be a rishon shel Rosh Hashanah if it was on the first day of Rosh Hashanah where it's chiv d'oraisa. So then you would blow even during Ben Hashmashos. So you see clearly that the Prima Gadim is mechalik between the case of being mekabel Shabbos early, where we allow blowing shofar, and when it's actually Ben Hashmashos, where we don't allow blowing shofar. It's a strong kasha lechora on the Prima Gadim, that the Prima Gadim seems to be sosur himself. So Rav Zilberstein answers that the Prima Gadim is only machmir on Ben Hashmashos by shofar, because it's asur to blow shofar on Shabbos due to Hashmas call. So since you're potter meikra din, because the Savit Rabban Lekula, don't be machmir to blow, because then you're being makel in Ilcha Shabbos. But when it comes to Megillah, there's no issue to read Megillah on Shabbos. You can read Megillah whenever you want. You want to learn the Megillah? Because I'm saying, take out a Megillah and learn the Megillah whenever you want. The entire issur of Megillah b'Shabbos is only when Purim falls on Shabbos. Because there's a gezeira, since you have the pressure of wanting to do the mitzvah, that you're going to be yolechei til baki lilmud, you're going to go to a baki to learn how to lay in the Megillah so that you could do the mitzvah. But when it's not Purim, there's no issur of reading a Megillah on Shabbos. So that's why shofar is different than Megillah, because you lose something by blowing shofar when it might be Shabbos. You lose nothing by reading the Megillah when it might be Shabbos. So in the Sefer Ratz Ketzvi, Rav Tzvika Reisman from Los Angeles, in the Sefer on Purim in Simon Chavtes, finds every part of this Rav Zilberstein piece troubling. He says, first of all, his question is out of question, and his answer is incorrect. Well, his question is not a question, he says, because whereas Tkiyas Shofar Biyom Beishel Rosh Hashanah is clearly Midrabanan, how could he ask a kasha on that from Megillah? Megillah is not Midrabanan. Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah. And we're Machmir in a Safik Divrei Kabbalah. Right? We discussed the other day that Megillah, even the Tori Evan holds that Megillah Belaila is Midrabanan, but Megillah Biyom, the daytime Kriyas of Megillah, is Midivrei Kabbalah. So you're Machmir in a Safik Divrei Kabbalah. And then he says the answer is also questionable, because it's not so pasha that you can read Megillah on Shabbos after Purim. When Purim is Erev Shabbos, it's so pasha that you're allowed to take out a Megillah and read it on Shabbos. He says it's probably a machlokas achronim. How so? The Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Sadi Bey Sif Dalid Paskins that if a person is an anus and he's not going to be able to go to shul, and he has to wait until after the whole Tzibur reads Megillah, and it's going to be hard for him to fast that long, he's able to listen to Megillah mibe'ud yom, from Plaga Mincho Lamaila. Meaning, a guy's fasting, he's unable to go to shul, right? But the Balkori is going to be able to lane for him, has to lane for the shul first, and then he's going to come to his house. So it's going to be a long time, and he's hungry, and he's not well, and he's... So you're allowed to lane earlier, let the Balkori come to you before Kriyas HaMegillah Shul, from Plaga Mincha on Erev Purim, on Tainus Esther. So Magen Avraham, over there, comments, nearly, that afilu b'Shabbos mutulasos king, k'sheish lo eza ones. Even if, for whatever reason, he cannot wait, and the Purim falls out on Sunday, He can even read Megillah from Plaga Mincha on Shabbos, because there's no issur of Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos when it's not actually Purim. So apparently the Magen Avraham, he says that it technically should be permissible, but the Magen Avraham says Ach Yesh Lesar De'in Korna Megillah B'Shabbos, but we can't do it because you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. So apparently the Magen Avraham learns that you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos even when Purim is not Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer Nechuvin Chelak Aleph Or Chaim Sim Kuf Tzadiyeh disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he says that if the 13th day of Adar falls out on Shabbos, which is Erev Purim, and it's not the Zman Kriya, then there's nothing wrong with reading from a Megillah on that day. So Ritzvika wants to suggest that this is a machlokas, whether you're allowed to read the Megillah Stam on a regular Shabbos. Now, Pashtus says this is not about Stam or regular Shabbos. This is about when you're trying to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But the Kasha would still be a strong Kasha, meaning if you hold like this Magen Avraham, that you're not allowed to try to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Megillah on Shabbos, so then that would be true whether Yud Gimel is on Shabbos or whether Tes Vav is on Shabbos and you're trying to hit the Megillah during Ben HaShemashos. Either way, if it's also to do on Shabbos, so you are risking that Avera of reading the Megillah, that Isser Midrabanan of reading the Megillah on Shabbos. So long story short, if a person wants to read the Megillah very, very early in the morning before Netzachama, because they're not going to be able to hear Megillah at all, not just B'tzibur, but at all later in the day, then they could do from Netzachama. That's what Rav Shechter has paskind, and that's what we assume, and certainly the Adaris would have no problem with that, even the Chachila, but certainly in Ishas and Chak we could do that. Can you lay the Megillah up until and including Ben HaShemashos on Friday afternoon, we should obviously try not to do that, but if push comes to shove, the Prima Gadim is Mekel. Rav Zilberstein has his kasha, why the Prima Gadim is Mekel in light of what the Prima Gadim writes by Shofar, but the Prima Gadim is Mekel explicitly. So Pashtus is, if a person has not yet been Yotzei this great mitzvah, Midivrei Kabbalah, that he would be able to be Yotzei the mitzvah even during Ben Hashemashos. Everyone's trying to be Yotzei the mitzvah in the right time, and we should be able to have years where we don't have to discuss such shailas and everything should be done Kedasu Kedin. Everyone should have a Freilich and Purim. Oh, tomorrow.